It is a.
I'm actually really excited, by the way, for the Cavs' home opener against the Pistons, just to see what type of reception JB Bickerstaff's gonna get.
He's
gonna get booed. We already know it. But
so Kenny Atkinson,
he shouldn't. It's unfair because I understand. Like when he was here, you didn't like him, but he really did pull this organization out of like a bad time.
I think you're not giving Cleveland enough credit. I do think because he's now been fired, I think he's gonna get a cheer. The same point. I cannot muster up energy to talk about the NBA because training camp is such a lark. Like today, Kenny Atkinson and Kobe speak, and you came in, and you're like, so you want to talk about anything that they had to say? And I was like, really, no. No, not even. Like, honestly, when the season starts, we'll obviously have some Cavs stuff talk about, and then it's the exact same team, just a new head coach. They want to play the schedule game for October?
It is very much. It's almost – here's a good question. Were you more over before the Browns season started talking about, well, it all depends on Deshaun Watson? Or are you more over, well, the Cavs are running it back. Can the new coach get the most out of this group?
Probably the Cavs thing. mostly because the Kobe Altman, when he put him on the table when he traded for Donovan Mitchell, and now he can't find him for the last 3 years. So I'm a little over a GM that's scared of his own shadow, seemingly.
It's kind of like when you do something differently, give me a call or wake me up, you know what I mean? Like when you decide to make a move.
Wake me up before September ends. You're going to go Green Day on a football Friday about the Cavs? Tiger almost got out of the cage on that one.
I almost cussed.
I did. Very, very close there. So in our pre-show when we were talking, you wanna prop up this idea or prop up the Browns' two most important players on some level. So I want to give you a chance to set this up so then I can vigorously debate you.
So this all kind of stems from moving forward. We obviously have our concerns about the Browns. We were just talking about one of them being the offense and how much people are depending on that versus just winning and whatever. And that's been a conversation. But as you move forward, the two overarching things that I think stand out are, yes, the offensive struggles and that kind of figuring itself out, but also the Myles Garrett injury situation. And so the question that I had in all this was, which one is more important to like this team having success moving forward? Is it that Myles Garrett has to be as close to healthy as possible and be out there to help the defense be able to play at the level that we think that they should play at? Or is it Deshaun Watson and the offense? I don't even want to just say like getting better, but like being this well-oiled machine that we haven't yet seen from this group yet, where they're able to like soar and put up points with all the best offenses in football. Which one of those is more important?
So I definitely have an answer. But just to start the Miles conversation, I think we have reached critical mass in overstating the importance of one player short term for wins and losses. The best benefit Miles has beyond sack totals and TFLs and QB hits and all that kind of stuff, and the quick giddy up, right? The best thing he has is the game plan advantage of defensive gravity, right?
As long as he's out there, they have to game plan for him.
That being said, it's one of 11 guys in a defense. If the only way this defense gives you a chance to win is Miles is on the field, those other 10 guys aren't worth a lick of salt. Can I get you on that? Like, do you agree or disagree?
I don't know that I agree in that, yes, like the defense this defense has to be more than one player, and I think this defense is more than one player to an extent, because I don't think they're as good as they were last year just because Myles Garrett was rushing the passer. We know him being out there opened things up for Za'Darius Smith and Maurice Hurst to have a good year and then come back. And it helps the secondary when those guys are getting pressure and they don't have to obviously cover downfield quite as long, especially in a defense where they play a lot of man. So
yeah, theoretically,
they have a lot of talent on the defense side of the ball. It's not just Myles Garrett.
Theoretically, based on what you just said, if you don't have an elite pass rush, the second best thing you can have, and it's a close second, is elite coverage play by your cornerbacks.
Agreed.
So it's crucially important that he didn't blow an Achilles. I got to make that clear. But the most important thing to happen is Deshaun gets right, because it has ripples throughout the organization. One, you don't go into the second half of this year wondering, can this guy do it? Or are we going to have to bench this guy? Two, where elite quarterback play really needs to happen for you to make a playoff push is in the final eight to nine games of the season. So is Miles' health a paragon of importance? Sure. But Deshaun getting right, and I guess first looking like a functional quarterback, then looking like a really good quarterback, and then looking like, I don't know, anything close to what he was in Houston, I don't think you can overstate the importance of that as soon as humanly possible, because it ain't just about what does it look like on the field. There are implications off the field as well.
See, so I fall back on this idea that came up a lot during the offseason, which is we had tons of people who called into this station, and their main point with the Deshaun Watson topic was, if he can just be average, we can win and make a deep playoff run and compete with the best teams in football because our defense is that good. But my big question is, if you lose the element of Myles Garrett, can the defense still be that good that it then raises the offense to a certain level? So I'm already going into it assuming, like, I'm already going into it with the expectation that, like, I don't know that Deshaun's getting back to that guy. I've kind of conceded like there might be a level he can get out of than what he's playing right now. But with all that in mind and where my head's kind of at with this is we've watched Deshaun sort of develop to this point and be where he is. I'm counting on that defense to be the thing that raises this team to that next level and does give them a chance to compete in any game. And without Miles, I don't know if they can do that.
So it depends on how long they're without Miles. Like, I'm not sweating a couple weeks, right? I'm not sweating a four-game IR stint. I'm not. But when it comes back to the offense, just because people said it 4 weeks ago, and I agree with you, by the way, everyone said, well, if he can just be average after what we saw last year, you have a chance.
Well, that all stemmed from a conversation that makes you mad because it was sort of along the lines of the offense being good versus winning thing. Like, I got sick of all the people who were just like, he just has to be average because to me it's like, no, the bar should be higher for him. But
like at the same point, I'm totally okay with this offense being in a work in progress for the first 8 weeks of the season. I never expected them to be great. But with each one of these weeks, the bar does raise whether or not Deshaun raises to meet it. The implications about the Browns winning long term has everything to do with that quarterback spot. Because at some point, you don't just have to make a decision on Miles or on Deshaun. You have to make a decision on who's worth keeping around if he's going to be an average-ass quarterback. Meaning, is it worth going all in financially every single year and kicking this can down the road and doing everything that you're doing if this guy's average? So is Miles, like a Miles is really, it's 1B. Miles has got to get healthy and healthy enough to dominate. Because if he's not, I do think you go from probably being a top 5 defense to being a top 12 defense. And that, the devil's in the details there on how much it matters. But if at some point, If at some point this year, there's nothing more important than Deshaun showcasing he's more than just a average or good quarterback. And like that's because at some point this year specifically, it's got to be better than good, right? Like I am all here for let's slow our roll with panic. Let's give this time to grow. I'm all here for. I'm apparently the biggest Deshaun apologist in Cleveland because I won't just be he's a knob. I don't like him. He's not good enough. Cut him. Trade him. No matter what, it makes sense because that's what the mob wants. That's what a lot of shows in this town, a lot of media members are catering to because they don't like when the masses yell at them. I'm not there. Every week I'm given, okay, well, here's the nuance of this performance. At some point, the nuance doesn't matter anymore. If Deshaun does not look really damn good, at some point, give me a 5-game stretch. So health is the first thing. He seems healthy through 3 games. If he can keep that going and he plays 17 games, at some time, I need a run of games that cannot be excused or reasoned away. So there's nothing Miles can do to be that important because it's not just about this year. It is about the next 3 years about the Browns.
Well, so I will say, like, I'm only looking at it in the context of, like, this year specifically. I do think long-term, I concede to your answer on, like, yeah, you need an answer on Deshaun long-term because that sets the organization back years and years and salary cap wise, if you're not able to get him to a level where you feel like he's your franchise quarterback that you traded for, of course that's problematic. So yeah, years down the line, next 2 to 3 years, of course I concede to the idea that Deshaun has to be better. But this year specifically, where I still have a lot of questions about Deshaun, and I don't know if he can get to that level. Like, I think I need Myles Garrett more than I need that from Deshaun, because and here's the other thing. Like, I can't look past just the aura that you sort of laid out in the beginning of Myles Garrett being out there. The fact that he's a game wrecker, teams are game planning for him, whatever. He single-handedly won you that Colts game last year. That's the type of player he is. That's the type of stuff he can do. I don't know if
he's an edge rusher.
I don't know if Deshaun has that in him though.
But what's the most important position in the field?
It is quarterback. I agree.
Also, did you sneak an aura in there? Did you go? Did you pander to Gen Alpha on that one? They haven't even graduated high school yet. Spencer, you're trying to get listeners 15 years from now. 216-474-0092.
Hopefully I'm on the show for a while, so I need those people to be my audience. You know?
Spencer's aura points are up right now. Is the season success hinging on Deshaun putting it together or Myles Garrett getting healthy enough?